My pleasure.
So could you briefly describe what a deal or no deal would mean for the UK?
Well, for the last 3 years, in fact, since the June 2016 EU election in the UK, the British government has been trying to negotiate with the EU to find a satisfactory way of withdrawing from the EU. So when we talk about a deal, effectively in Britain they tend to talk of that as though it was the divorce settlement. It's the sort of terms by which they will divide up the assets, if you like. Mm. What agreements will be reached as the UK becomes a third country, not formally part of the European Union. It doesn't mean the future relationship. So it doesn't include, for example, a future trading relationship, whether there'll be a free trade agreement between the EU and the UK. And Theresa May spent a long time trying to nut out a deal with the EU. She finally reached agreement, but she was unable to get that deal through Parliament. She tried three times, and each time the House of Commons in the UK said, no, we're not happy with that. The opposition was a mixture of people who were opposed to it because they thought it was too soft and others who thought it was too tough. So, in a sense, her opponents were divided, but she wasn't able to gather up enough of them to see it through the Parliament. Mm. That led ultimately to her resigning once she realised that her last attempt was not going to get through. And as we all know, Boris Johnson became leader of the Conservative Party and thus Prime Minister. Now, he has gone back to the EU and said, well, that deal was unacceptable, it won't get through the Parliament, we need to make the following changes. And the principal change he wants is about how the border with between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland will be managed. And the EU has said, well, we've had that deal, that's our best offer, there's no room for further negotiation. And the Prime Minister has said, well, we need a better deal. If we can't get a better deal, we're leaving on the 31st of October, which is the newly anointed date. His strategy is basically to say, no one wants a no deal. I think it's fair to say that a handful of politicians do, but none of the senior players want a no deal. So by saying that, Johnson's saying, look, I'm playing for keeps here. If you do not give us a better arrangement for managing that border and a few other matters, then we will force this issue by leaving without any formal agreement. That will be awkward for you and it will be awkward for us, but that's the price we're prepared to pay. Mm. And he knows, or he certainly thinks, that if there is any prospect that the British Parliament can block that strategy, then the EU will sit back and say, well, you're not going to do that because Parliament won't let you, and therefore they won't negotiate in good faith. So that's why he's saying, do or die, we're leaving on the 31st, you better give us a deal or else, effectively.
Yeah.
And the EU is saying, well, the Parliament will stop that, so we can just sit on our hands and you'll come back eventually and accept the deal that we've
got. EU's really playing hardball here, aren't they?
Yeah, so both are waiting for each side to blink. And Johnson has endeavoured to try and hamstring the Parliament by suspending it, closing it down effectively for a month. That was the so-called prorogation of Parliament. And then his critics inside the Parliament have come up with this strategy where they want to take over the legislative agenda and instruct the Prime Minister that he must seek an extension on that date. And he said, well, I'm not going to do that, and if you win that vote, we will go for an early election. And one way or another, there will be a Prime Minister, we think, with a mandate just in the middle of October, and that Prime Minister can go back if it's an anti-Brexit Prime Minister. Presumably, they will go back to scratch and start again. Or if it's Boris Johnson with a clear mandate and a majority in the Parliament, he'll say, right, now I have the Parliament on side, you better take me seriously. So it's huge stakes that they're playing for.
Yeah, absolutely. It really sounds like, you know, a thin ice kind of, you know, skate for Johnson at the moment. But, you know, I know he's Prime Minister, but, I mean, we've seen, you know, with Cameron and with May that it doesn't always mean you have control. How much power do you think Boris Johnson kind of has in this at the moment?
Well, he's got the power that a Prime Minister has in the sense that he is the head of the executive. And the executive has certain constitutional authority. So it was a matter for the executive, for example, to prorogue the Parliament. That's not something a legislature can control. So it's a huge standoff between the government on the one side and the Parliament on the other. And you know, in Australian terms, we can imagine it if we go back to the times when there was a sort of a very narrow majority for with Gillard and then with initially the Turnbull and then Morrison government before the last election, it's easy to lose a vote on the floor of the House because the numbers are so tight. Now, Johnson has been told by a number of his own backbenchers, some of them very senior, some of the next ministers in the May government, that they will block him. And he said, well, if you do that, I will expel you from the party effectively. I will make sure that you're not selected to stand as Conservatives at the next election. Now, that, again, is pretty high stakes. For some of them, it might mean the end of their parliamentary career. But
yeah,
at the same time, Johnson has a majority of one. And if he goes and expels 12 members of his party, then he's clearly in a very significant minority. And if those people stand as independent Conservatives at the next election, then they may well cost the Conservative seat. So I don't think anyone would be confident they know how an election would play out. But for Johnson, it's, in a sense, there's no alternative. He either bursts through and takes the Parliament with him and there is a no deal on the 31st of October, or conversely, the EU folds and gives him what he wants.
Well, this could just be me being young, but the idea of a Prime Minister kind of expelling his members from a party because he doesn't kind of agree, that seems kind of undemocratic, is it not?
Well, I suppose the party does have the authority to do that because the party can choose who it endorses to stand at the next election. It's certainly raising eyebrows because Boris Johnson himself and many members of his current cabinet went against the party whip and voted against the government many times when Theresa May was Prime Minister. So it's not as though he's not got form in this matter himself. He wasn't expelled from the party because that's not how the Prime Minister of the day, Theresa May, decided to handle it. So he does have the authority to do this. Whether it's a good strategy remains to be seen. But I think he's decided it's do or die, to use his own expression. It's all or nothing. He can't, as he announced outside Downing Street last night, under no circumstances will he go back and ask for an extension. So if the Parliament commands me to do that, I ain't doing it. And if necessary, I will call an election, and that may be the end of his career. But conversely, he may win the majority of voters, and he will then have turned the tables, if you like, on his critics, and he will be able to march off to Brussels with all the authority of a newly installed Prime Minister, knowing that the Parliament will do his bidding. So he's put everything on the table, and I don't think anyone would be confident they know how it's going to play out at the moment. and in this context, it's not yet sure. We're not yet sure that the rebels in the Parliament have got the numbers. We'll know that probably in the next 24 hours. They will try and use some tactics to take over the legislative agenda. If they can manage that and get the votes for that, then they could probably push through the changes that they want to command the Prime Minister to seek an extension. If they don't manage that, then their threats will have come to nothing, and that will in turn give Johnson new authority. So,
well, we have a very exciting 24 hours coming up ahead. Clement, thank you so much for chatting to us about this morning.
My pleasure. Bye then.